yesterday, they went to school. Afternoon, the rain started raining, and they went back home. When they were going home, they found that there's a big river that called the Moza. They find that it is full. Then now they want to go back to school. Other one, only maybe between the, I can say 3 Ks to school, also they were full. That is calling the teachers, and they were going all over trying to find out where the kids are. Since morning until this time, there's a problem between where those kids stay to school. There's long distance, something like 7 Ks away. And there was a problem since 1976 where they were starting to build a school. This school that is near where the kids are staying, and there's no river around. That is the center of the place where there's a village where there's some, I would say maybe 250 houses around. They don't have a school. And now from now, when we look on the map of Bulilima South, in Bulilima East, the school is there, is registered as Gova Primary School. But it's no school that is there. In the government, people were trying to build a school. They can't afford to build a school. We ask those wishes, the people that they can help the parents to build a school, because it's no school. And the other thing, again, the rivers, there's no bridge that they can even build a bridge.
When the children were found, how were they received? What was the atmosphere like?
And the police said they would try to find Blawayo to find those people that they would come and try to check them to the water, because all of us were thinking that they went to the water. After they found the kids, I can tell you that everyone, they were crying because of that, the thing that those kids are still alive.